The woman who married a bear. She had a lover whose eyes were shiny black hooks, luring her heart into the marsh of his body, then dragging her out again like a stained prize, a captive of her scars, his mother's blood. She wintered on berries and thin plums, drank a broth of maples and spruce, strung nets to snare brown mice and snakes while her lover groaned and slept. She had a lover whose fingers spun sticky webs, who wove her nerves around his throat like pearls, a necklace of fat spiders and grubs, moth wings fluttering against his skin. Mornings, she melted anise and cream in a black skillet over low flames. She gutted pale fish and split the flesh dangling from the bones like husks of fruit. Her lover rubbed against the current of her hips, howled in gratitude and ate. She had a lover whose voice pulled at the fragile cords coiled along her spine like a harp, whose dreaming hands arranged the black veil of her hair until it shimmered with music, each strand a tiny river of sound combed between his claws. She scraped the rinds of green melon, crushed pine needles and veined leaves, lit a fire to simmer the reeds and stems of summer grass, then braided a rug of feathers and straw for her lover to rest on while he smoked. She had a lover who spooned her body at night, who drank from the full cups of her breasts, who hungered for her shoulders, her mouth, her belly, who fed on the pounding in her chest.